I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's a bad idea to leak any artist's music, but Ariana Grande says she'll come for you if she can catch you. So an unreleased song from Ariana Grande got leaked onto TikTok. It's called Fantasize. And she says it's a song that she wrote for a TV show. But she says, since you leaked it, I'll see you in jail. Literally.
Before I left for Wicked, the few studio sessions that I did, which are all over TikTok, thank you so much. I'll see you in jail. Literally. The thing is that those were all written for a TV show, for something that was not for me. So Fantasize comes out crazy. It was stolen. Thieves, pirates, crooks, illegal.
And she said, you know, it's such a bop that her fans were begging for it. She ended up redoing it and putting it on her new album, Eternal Sunshine.
It's okay. I took the note and I kind of gave them Ariana's version of that on the album. So some of those seedling ideas from that time actually made their way onto the album, which is really exciting. But they're completely different now. So although you've heard them because you stole them again, they're very different now. So that's exciting.
I believe nothing in entertainment. Nothing is real. So I don't believe in leaks. I think it's somebody in her camp that does that. Or it's somebody in her camp that does it without her knowledge even. So she thinks it's a leak. But the fact that this one was leaked and then ended up the clean version, a better version on her current album, which wasn't supposed to be there, makes me feel like whoever made that decision without Ariana Grande's permission made the right call.
Well, a lot of people are theorizing that it was supposed to be for a popular show like The Weeknd's The Idol that did horribly. And maybe for some reason she, you know, gave them the song, like, how do you feel about this? You know, maybe give it to Lily Rose Depp to sing, and then ended up pulling the song back when she found out that the show was absolutely horrible. So there's a theory going around that somebody in her camp leaked it because they were upset that this song, which is such a banger, didn't get to go out into the world and make the show better than what it ended up being. But then we get into the juicy stuff, because this is all during an interview with a guy named Zach Sang, who does a lot of celebrity interviews. And he asked her about the scrutiny that she's been getting with this new relationship she's been having with her Wicked co-star. So to back up a little bit, if for some reason you haven't heard about this scandal, she started dating her Wicked co-star while she was married. He was married and had just welcomed a child into the world. And of course, it was this big scandal. And she's saying people are just believing what they want to believe.
There is a sense of this album where you're talking to people who have come to their own conclusion. People have crafted their own narratives.
Yeah. The thing is that, like, we know this about the tabloids and about the media and about, am I crazy? Don't we know this?
Yeah, but nobody cares for the sake of a good story or for curing one's boredom on the internet.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's like we selectively remember that this is what the tabloids do to people, especially women, based on whether or not we like the person. We selectively remember that. We selectively leave space for humanness, for nuance. Like, they don't leave space for that. Well, they do for their friends and their family. It's selective.
Yeah, but
when they turn it off when that aligns with the version of a person that they have in their head that they want to believe is true. Does that make sense?
100%.
But I don't say this for them. Again, I'm saying it for my fans, for myself.
I think she's 100% completely right about that. I think it's hard when we only have very specific facts that I don't think people are filling in the blanks. I think people just see two married people that got together while they were married, and we don't really know what the details are. I mean, we're hearing what she's, how she's justifying it, saying, well, our marriage was over before then. But, you know, if I don't know you, I don't really know that for sure. So how am I supposed to believe you?
Yeah, I agree with everything she's saying. She's completely accurate. I also think two things can be true at the same time, because doesn't she have a pattern as far as the people she's dated?
She has a pattern. It looks like every person that she's ever dated, they were dating somebody while she was with them. So a lot of people in that comment section specifically were kind of giving her a hard time, and for good reason. Like if that's all factual and that's all true, mm-hmm. then you're showing us a pattern of behavior. But it also makes me excited for the album, because I think that's one of the reasons why people really get into music, is it's a chance for the artist to express what's really going on in their lives in a way that makes sense to us, in a way that makes sense to them. So I'm personally going to be really interested to see how she ends up fully explaining this. Like, I'm hoping she drops a couple of truth bombs, but we'll see. It doesn't come out for another couple of weeks.
I would love to know how she explains it, but the problem is when I listen to her songs, I can't understand anything she's saying. So even if she does explain it, I'm still not going to get it.
Yeah, and she does have a song called Break Up With Your Boyfriend on board, so so I don't know if it's going to make us feel any better, but I'm excited. She has some of my favorite music. All right, she didn't like a rule her mom set, so she dug up something from her past to make a point. I'll tell you what Drew Barrymore's daughter is up to on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.